You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
And it's time again here at MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And Jane, I feel like each of the last several weeks, we've wrapped up our conversations with a promise, perhaps, at least at the very least, a hope that the following week we'll have a slightly more positive tone. And I think we're at long last there, Jane. There are actual positives to discuss with regard to the Oakland A's after this last week. And in fact, they're on a little three-game winning streak at the moment.
They are. Their first three-game winning streak of the season, which is hard to believe. But, there's been a lot of positives, just starting with the pitching. I mean, I think coming into the season, everyone knew that, the starting staff was going to be good. And they really have been all season. You've just seen, all these bullpen hiccups that have been, really hurting them. And there haven't been as much of late. And I think, starters are going deep in the game. Yesterday we saw Jesse Hahn pitch his first shutout of his career. Just things like that, it's first of all awesome for him, but it's just such a boost for the team. I mean, it was a day when the defense made three more errors. We really haven't seen the errors go away, but on a day when they make errors and they don't come back to bite them, I mean, I think that just kind of builds their confidence and makes them realize, even if I make an error, I have a teammate who can pick me up, and vice versa. And I think, when they can start believing in themselves like that, that goes a long way. And you hope that along the way, the defense does shore up. And I think they're hoping that with Ron Washington on hand to lend a little help, it can only improve.
No question. So Hahn, pitches the shutout, which was, like you say, a lift for the whole team. Takes a little pressure off that bullpen for a night, which is also a real lift. But Kendall Graveman came back from the minor leagues, and in his first start back, and he looked really good as well. And maybe a little bit like the Kendall Graveman we saw in spring training.
He really did. I mean, this was the type of performance we saw from him was exactly what was expected of him going into the season. And, this is a young kid who a year ago was still pitching in single A. So for him to start the season in the big leagues, not having had the experience with any type of failure at this level, I think it was hard for him to adjust. He didn't have much confidence. So when any one thing, went against him, it was really tough for him to make those in-game adjustments. And I think him starting off with a few good innings, you could see the confidence build from there. And I think with any young kid, that's the biggest thing. And I think, Jesse Hahn can speak for that too. But for them to be getting, the innings out of those guys, and I mean, the stuff's really just, it's remarkable. And Kendall, when he was down in AAA, he made, adjustments. His changeup, he's throwing, at about 80 to complement his fastball. And what a difference that made. Because, the first go around with the A's, there really wasn't, that difference to where, hitters were picking up on it. And he was just pretty ineffective in that regard. But, I mean, you saw everything going right for him. And, also with Jesse, too, he's a guy that had to make a lot of adjustments early in the season. And, you have to remember how young they are. But seeing them adjust as quickly as they have, you can only hope that they get better as the season goes along.
Well, and as big as those two performances were here in recent days, maybe the biggest lift or the biggest news for this team, if it happens today, and I don't know, maybe you can help me out. Maybe it already has happened. But I know that they were prepared to activate Sean Doolittle and get him back in that bullpen. And if there's one, outside of the defense, if there's one aspect of this team that could use a little help, well, that bullpen could use it.
It really could. And, Doolittle won't be closing right away. They do want to work him into games in some non-save situations, which, is pretty normal. I mean, this is a guy that hasn't pitched in one game this season, and even in his rehab outings, his velocity was, a little bit down. And that might just be, the environment. I think, when you're in a minor league game and when you're a big league game, sometimes you don't get as amped up. And I think hopefully, you know, the team's hoping that when Doolittle does enter, you know, the velocity does, you know, increase. And, I mean, either way, no matter if he's pitching in the sixth inning, no matter if he's pitching in the eighth or ninth, I mean, his presence alone really changes the dynamic of the bullpen. And even just having another left-hander, I mean, ever since O'Flaherty went down, you know, Abad's been the only guy they could really turn to for those left-on-left matchups. And now, you know, with Doolittle, you know, pretty much right now available in any role, he could be brought in for those type of situations. And then eventually we'll see, you know, him going back into the ninth inning role. And that way you can, you know, back up Tyler Clifford, put him in the eighth and Scribner in the seventh. And suddenly, you know, if your starter is giving you six innings instead of that seventh inning that the A's have been really dreading, they just haven't been able to find an answer for the seventh all year. You know, suddenly you're turning to your go-to guys a lot sooner. And hopefully we'll be seeing what we saw most of, you know, last year and years prior is one of, you know, the better, you know, setup and closer duos in the game.
You know, you hate to sort of overdo any particular angle or storyline, but when you look at the starting, I mean, you know, Sonny Gray's ERA, you know, a little better than 1.75. You got Kazmir just a smidge over 3. Jesse Hahn a little over 3.5. Chavez under 3. I mean, you could easily say, look, the starting rotation is more than doing its job. You get that, you know, that one man in the bullpen where you can just tweak some roles a little bit, and suddenly maybe you do get this thing turned around in a real hurry. I mean, you hate to think it could all have spun off of not having Doolittle in that role. It seems a little much to put on that one move. But geez, you know, some of the other pitching's been pretty good. You know, just getting everybody back in the right roles might be enough to get this thing going.
Yeah, I mean, it does make a difference. You know, not one person is not going to turn around the season quickly, but it just changes so many of the dynamics of the team and the way, you know, roles are in place. And roles are important for guys. I think there was so much, you know, you saw it was kind of like they were playing musical chairs in the bullpen because there were so many injuries, you know, a lot of struggles that, you know, Bob Melvin had no choice but to, you know, try out different guys in different roles just because nothing was working. And I think this allows him, you know, to hopefully soon enough stick with a formula and, you know, get them in a role that they feel comfortable with and maybe get guys, you know, going. Because that's all they've been waiting for. That's, you know, that's why this three-game win streak is so big for them. Just, you know, gaining momentum is something that they just haven't been able to do. And the fact that they're, you know, realizing, hey, we can do this, we can build off, you know, a win and do it again, and just realizing that they're a better team than maybe their record shows. And I think getting a guy like Doolittle back, and, you know, they got Ben Zobrist back yesterday, I think it's easy to forget how impactful injuries can be. And, you know, you're, as a fan, you're looking at the product on the field every day. And lately it hasn't been a great product just because of so many injuries. I mean, Brett Laurie's been out. So when you take out guys like Laurie and Zobrist, you know, and Coco from your lineup and Doolittle from your bullpen, I mean, those are significant pieces to this roster. So to have them coming back slowly, getting this team back to what people expected it to be, before the season started. I mean, there's still time. It's still early. And luckily for them, there's a lot of parity in the division. You know, it's not like one team's necessarily running away with it. And although they do have, you know, it's a long road to climb back. I mean, they really can't look too far ahead. It sounds so cliche, but for a team like this that still does have expectations of itself, you know, they have to focus on the day and winning that day and go out, you know, the next day and do it again. Suddenly you are looking at a 3-game winning streak, you know, and hopefully, you know, today a 4-game streak. So I think this team has just been in need of a little bit of confidence. And I think when you get key guys back like that, that only adds to it.
Well, no doubt. And being home here for a little stretch will help as well. Yankees maybe scuffling a touch and they'll have four with them at home. So maybe a little silver lining right here on the horizon as we turn the calendar over here very shortly to June. Jane, great stuff. Always enjoy talking a little baseball and look forward to doing it again next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.